Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Before we get started with this week's broadcast, we'd like to take just a minute and invite each of you to attend our yearly Bible Institute. Now, this year, we're going to have Brother Mel Kimberlin, and Brother Kimberlin is from Tabernacle Baptist Church in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We're also going to have Brother Jonathan Bush, who's from Purity Baptist Church in Maysville, Kentucky. Now, the services will be starting Wednesday night, February the 12th at 7 p.m., and will continue through Friday night. Now, all evening services will again be starting at 7 p.m., but then on Thursday and Friday, we'll also be having morning services, which will start at 10 a.m., and we do look forward to being able to see some of you there with us. Now, let's go ahead and get started with this week's message. Now, of course, last week, Pastor Reynolds started a series dealing with partaking of the divine nature. Now, during the first message of this series, Pastor Reynolds covered 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And this week, Brother Reynolds will be covering verses 4 and 7 of that chapter. And we're going to cover things that we should be adding to our faith. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and turn this week's broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 5 through verse 7. Notice this passage. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. If you remember, last Sunday morning we preached from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, and we used verse 1 through 4. In those verses, Peter primarily gives those things that God does for us. But these verses this morning gives a list of those things we need to do for ourselves, by the grace of God, of course. You see, the Bible states in verse number 5, and beside this, that is, in addition to living by the promises of God. But I'm really afraid that the evidence shows that most people who say they are saved do not know what it means to live by the promises of God. Therefore, they cannot know what it is to add the things listed in these verses. I pray that God would help us all to understand that to obey His Word is the greatest thing that we could ever do. I pray that God would help us to know that we need to try to do the things that God determines beforehand that we all do. You know, the Bible says here in verse number 5, and beside this, giving all diligence. This verse means that we ought to really try to do those things that we ought to do. The Bible does not mean here that we are trying to be saved or trying to stay saved. It means that we are trying to bring our bodies into submission to the commandments of God. The Bible says we ought to add to our faith virtue. Note that we can add to our faith, but God is the one that multiplies. We talked about this last Sunday morning when the Bible states there in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse number 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. And you compare that with verse 5. This is our work in verse 5 that we ought to add to our faith. But the Bible states that only God can multiply His knowledge to us. Only God can really do that. Notice, there are seven things that are listed out here that we ought to be able to do. Adding these seven things will not make us perfect, because we're never going to be perfect in this body. This body is full of sin. But if we add these seven things, then and only then, we will be complete, for seven is the Bible number of completeness. Notice, the first thing it starts out, the Bible says, add to your faith virtue. This may be a baby faith to start out with. This may be a small faith, but it's not what we add. We start out with faith, which we have received at salvation. Faith is a gift of God. That's what, according to the book of Romans, chapter 6 and verse number 23. Faith is not something that we struggle up from the depths of our soul. It is absolutely the truth that all believers will have faith. It is given to them by the Most High God. Notice now, the thing that we add to our faith, and faith is a gift that God gives unto us. But the next thing that we add to our faith is virtue. This word means purity or cleanliness. The very first thing we ought to try to diligently do is to clean up our lives and not live the way we did when we were lost. We ought to be different kinds of people. You know, I remember that there were people that were just saved, but they had bad habits that they had to break. The bad habit of thinking wrong, the bad habit of speaking wrong, the bad habit of doing wrong, all of those bad habits had to be put away and stopped. This is what the Bible says that we ought to do. Now today, if you look at someone that has been saved for many, many years, and they're living a good, solid Christian life, you might think that that saved person never did have any trouble. Oh, but they will tell you different. They will tell you by the grace of Almighty God that God and God alone has enabled them to live the kind of life that they're living. Notice the next thing that we need to add. The Bible states in verse number 5 that we add to virtue, we add knowledge. You know, ignorance is never a Christian virtue. It's never what God wants. God's children should seek to know God's ways, for this will keep them from sinning. And so it is very important for a person that has been saved by the grace of Almighty God that he first of all adds virtue to the faith that God has given to him. And then he adds knowledge. Why? It's because that knowledge keeps them from sinning, keeps them from going away from the things of Almighty God. Think of this. The Bible tells us about King David in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 6. The Bible here talks about David as he tries to bring the Ark of God to Jerusalem. But David was actually ignorant of the proper procedure. His plan failed. There was a man that died. But David went back to Jerusalem, and he got down his Bible, and David began to study the Word of God. And David then determined the proper procedure for bringing the Ark to Jerusalem. And this time, David was very successful. He brought the Ark of God to Jerusalem, and there they worshiped God. This is what God wants us to do, you see. We have to add to our faith virtue. The Bible says, next of all, that we add to knowledge temperance. And this word temperance does not mean to not drink alcoholic beverages, as some people might relate that today. But the word actually means to have self-control or to control our impulses. Notice the foundation here that God is giving to us. We start out with faith. Faith is a gift that God has given to us. And then we add to our faith, we add virtue. And then we add knowledge. And then we add temperance. Temperance, according to Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 23, is a fruit of the Spirit. The Bible even states in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 25, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." The Bible is simply saying here that every man that striveth for the mastery of the Word of God has full control of himself in all things. Notice the fourth thing that is added to our faith. And the Bible says that we add patience to temperance. Patience is a greater virtue than self-control, for patience is a continuing quality, not a temporary measure. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 3 states that tribulation worketh patience. And it does in our lives. The Bible even says in James chapter 1 and verse number 3 that the trying of our faith worketh patience. Number 5, we add godliness. This means to add those things to our personality that make us to be like Christ. The Bible even states in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 2, we must pray that we will be able to live quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. The Bible next states that we add brotherly kindness. The sixth thing we are to add to our lives, that is brotherly kindness, is to show the first five to our brothers in Christ. This does not mean that we are bragging about ourselves, but it means we are not ashamed of letting others see Christ in us. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and verse number 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. The Bible even says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, that we are to love our enemies, because Christ first loved his enemies. And then, number 7, we are to add charity. This is the seventh of the things we ought to add to ourselves. Some might think love, or that is charity, would be the first, and all these other things would come from love. The truth is that a young saved individual cannot love with the same self-sacrificing love that a mature Christian can love with. You see, the Bible states in the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 14 that the greatest thing we can add to our lives is charity, which is the bond of completeness. In the book of 3 John, verse 6, the Bible states that the love we have for God will be revealed in our lives. Others will see this love and be encouraged to follow Christian virtues. Verse number 8 then says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the word if. For if these things be in you, I'm afraid that some folks never do grow up. But it is our prayer that we might grow up, that we might be the kind of Christian that would be a good example for others to follow. The Bible says that these things make us that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a great and a precious promise this is. If we would just do these seven things that are listed out here in this passage, we would be the kind of person that only God can make us to be. Our prayer is that we might always reflect Jesus Christ as we live, and never reflect Satan or his attitude whatsoever.
Well, we pray that this morning's message has been a blessing for you. And if you have any questions about it, feel free to contact us. You can log on to our website at independencebaptist.org, and you'll find several different ways to reach us. However, the best way would be just to drop by. We have Sunday services and Wednesday services, so you could just drop by in person and talk to us. Now, the services on Sunday will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, followed by regular worship services at 11. And then each Sunday, we also have afternoon services starting at 3:45 with a prayer meeting at 4:30. As I mentioned earlier in the message, we'll also have special services this week. So we'll have a 10 a.m. service on Thursday and Friday, and 7 p.m. services on Thursday and Friday. Now, to find our building, you can look us up at 124 South Main Street in Forestville, Missouri. It's about a half a mile off of Interstate 70 at exit 203. Well, our time, again, has slipped away from us, but we do want to thank you for listening and hope that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.